Praise God. Praise and thank God for this wonderful opportunity. He's given me one more time to stand in the congregation, an empty congregation here, and to speak from the Word. And I know, like, for today's sermon, you know, before I begin, I would like to ask a question to all the people who are watching online and people who are here. You know, like, the question is, like, do we rely on God enough? And that's the question I want to ask today. And it's a very tough answer to give for that particular question. And, like, some people might answer, you know, like, yeah, I rely on God for every single decision I make in my life. And sometimes some people answer, you know, only during my very desperate and very hard times, you know, I rely on God. And some people think they rely on God and eventually end up doing their own actions or end up doing whatever they please. And, you know, and this is normal human tendency. And this is something that God tells us not to do. And for me to elaborate on this, I want to, like, give you a small illustration. It's like a small story that I want to share. So picture with me in your minds this small story. So once upon a time, long, long ago, I'm not going to say a fairy tale, I'm just going to say a small story. There was this man who wanted to go fishing. And, you know, he was so excited that he packed everything in this boat and then he paddled to the center of the lake. And, you know, he's very smart. Like, he got everything he needs. He got the bait, he got the rod, fishing rod, everything. But there's only one thing that he didn't carry with him while he went. And the thing was his life jacket. So he thought it's going to be a normal day where he can go fishing and then nothing's going to happen. It's going to be just like another every other day where he can go fishing, catch some fish, and come back home. But guess what happened? As soon as he was in the water, he started to see a small leak in his boat. He started to see water coming into his boat. And he was like, okay, I got this. I got this covered. I don't need any help. What he did was he took a bucket and he took the water from the boat and he poured it out into the ocean. He thought he could just keep doing that and then probably survive and he'll be able to make it back to the shore. Sooner, he started to see the water rushing in even faster. Oh, and this time he started to panic. And he started to pray. He's like, God, please help me, please help me. And even before he could finish his prayer, he sees this other group of people in some other boat. And these guys were partying in the center of the lake. They were drinking and they were partying. He had no other choice but to call out for them. He yelled out to them, help, help. And eventually these guys came and helped this person. But, you know, they were not so nice people. They had an evil intention. They took this guy, they robbed him, and threw him back into the same boat that was already sinking. He then began to get frustrated more. He was miserable. He started to pray to God even louder. He began to, like, just pray and pray. And eventually, another passer boat came by, and they picked him up, and he was rescued. So, what can we, like, understand from the three different scenarios that he took at the very end? So let's look at the first one. First, he started to use the bucket to throw the water out into the boat. And this was only a temporary fix. Many a times in our lives, we do the same thing. We rely on our own wisdom. Like, his own wisdom was to use the bucket, throw the water out. He thought, okay, that's going to keep him safe and sound. And guess what happened? That didn't help. Like, for this example, he was just trying to do a temporary fix to that particular situation. And this is what we do as sometimes Christians, that we don't rely on God enough in our situation. We think, okay, we can do this by ourselves, and then eventually it doesn't work out. He was trying to fix a crack in a wall where he was trying to use bandages to fix the crack where the wall needs more reinforcement. It has to be plastered by with cement to make it more reinforced again. But a bandage won't fix the problem. So we can understand from this section that relying on God is the biggest solution that we have, and not relying on your own wisdom, like this man did, where he used the bucket to throw the water out. Now let's look at the second one. As soon as he knew that the bucket and the water is not helping, he decides to pray. And even before he finished praying, he was looking around for solutions, and he found this people who are partying and going doing the wrong things. But, you know, if I were in this situation, I would have done the same thing. I'm almost sinking. I wouldn't care. I just want to be rescued. Even if the people I see are bad, I just want to be rescued by them. But let's look at it in a different perspective. These people are not good people. They're partying, they're drinking, they're doing all the bad things they can. So, like, if you look at it in a different perspective, say, for example, in order to get out of our situation, are we going to rely on doing bad things just to deliver us from whatever the bad situation we are in? And that's something we got to think about. The path we choose to redeem ourselves from that situation is very crucial, because God doesn't want us to do a bad thing to get out of our situation. And this is what this man did. He had to get out of that situation. He was in a sinking boat. He wanted to get out of the situation. But he chose to deal with the bad crowd in order to get out of a situation. And sometimes, for example, in this scenario, it might be reasonable because he's in the middle of the ocean, in the lake, and there's no one else to help. But like, if you think about it in our practical life, we shouldn't be relying on the wrong crowd to find a small shortcut and to get out of our situation. And that's not what God wants. And this is what sometimes we do as Christians. We think that, okay, this is what God wants, but it's not what God wants. We try to choose this small shortcut, and it doesn't work out at the end. And what happens at the very end? He then sits in the presence of God. He just prays and prays. And eventually, God sends another boat, and the people in that boat were able to rescue him. What can we see in that scenario? He was constantly praying to God for a couple of minutes. He was praying and praying, and he was patient enough to see God's action in his life. And that's what we need to do, relying on him. Sometimes our answer doesn't come like today or tomorrow, but like our answer will come eventually. And that's the promise that God has given us. So let's read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding, and all your ways submit to him." This is exactly our message here. Trust in the Lord, rely on God with all your heart, and lean not on your own wisdom, because you never know how that is going to work out. Maybe today, things might work out. You may lean on your own understanding, everything works well, and eventually everything will come crashing down. You never know. That's exactly why in Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, it says, "Trust in the God, rely on God, and everything will work in your favor, and he will make your path straight." And he has given us that promise right over there. Now, let's look at John chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he himself is doing. And greater works than these will show him, that you may marvel." Here we can see Jesus is doing exactly what the Father pleases. If Jesus does exactly what the Father pleases, who are we to not rely on God or not depend on God depend on God in our tough scenarios? And like, we live and we exist because we depend on him, as we can see in Acts chapter 17, verse 28. For it says, "For in him we live and move and exist." As for you, and some of our own poets have said, we are his offsprings. Our existence, our very existence, is because we depend on God. Just think about it. Just like how God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Like, just a snap of my finger is more than enough to like wipe us out of the planet. But like, we depend on Christ. We depend on him. He's the one. Christ is the one who saved us. And just because of that, like, we have to like depend on Christ for like whatever our need is, whatever our thing is. Because if you're not depending on Christ on our day to day basis, we're not like even worthy to be standing in his presence. So another point, you know, we have to be dependent on God because he's the one who gave us our salvation. You know, God saved you by his grace, and when you believed, you know, you can't take credit for like our the salvation. Because God was faithful, he's graceful enough to send his son to die for us. And if we cannot boast about it, as, you know, like, I am saved by my own might. And that's completely wrong. And this is like a lot of people in the world, the Gentiles, they think like our good deeds and our good actions are more than enough to get saved in the world. But like, we have to rely on Christ. because he is the way. And like, if we have to be like more dependent on Christ. And how do we do this practically? And you know, like, one of the biggest point that we have heard over and over again is our prayer. And you know, when we give prayer and praise and thanks in prayer, you know, we are demonstrating that we need God in our lives. You know, like, when we confess our sins, we are depending on his grace and forgiveness. Because just think about it, if you're not relying on Christ for his forgiveness, who are you asking for forgiveness? You cannot ask anyone else for forgiveness. You know, like, our salvation is based on how we are, how we live, how we please God, and how we live according to his will. And if our prayer and our things are not right with God, then we are already in the wrong. You know, we seek God for many things in our lives, and we're relying on him like a child relies on his own father. And you know, the disciples asked Jesus, who is the greatest in heaven? And what did Jesus reply? He said, be humble and be like the small child, and only then you can enter the kingdom of God. And if you are not relying on God, if you are relying on ourselves, thinking we are something, we can go to heaven with our own deeds and everything, that's a completely wrong way of doing it. We have to be like always in walking in the path, in the light of God. And you know, we had to like read, study, and understand the Bible, because the Bible, the God's word, as we read from it, it says, we trust him and we take him for his word. All throughout Psalms, it keeps on saying, I'm there for you. I'm the God. I'm your refuge. I'm your strength. The Psalms, it keeps on giving us more and more promises that God is always there no matter what. All you had to do is rely on him. And there's no fee for that. There's nothing, there's no contract plan there. It's just very simple. Just rely on him for all our needs and he will take care of you. And, you know, the thing we had to practice even more is more of him and less of me. And you know, we can see in Paul mentions in Romans 12 verse 1, it says, we are to offer ourselves as living sacrifices to Christ. And Paul also tells us in Romans 8:5-11, it says, be spiritually minded rather than wanting things of the flesh. Paul's continuously reminding us, it's Christ and God that we need in our life, to rely on them more, not our own desires of the flesh. That's not what we need. And, you know, if you look at other examples in the Bible, especially in Hebrews chapter, I believe it's 13, where the author keeps on repeating people's names, like Enoch, Abraham, Noah, everyone who was strong in faith in God. And what happened? They were given so much blessings in their lives. Enoch was taken directly. Abraham had generations of children, and all he did was rely on God. Even though his answer came late, he just relied on God. He walked not knowing where he's going, and God guided him. The life of Noah, it took many, many years to build that ark. He had no idea what he was doing, but all he did was rely on God and follow his commandments, and look where he got at the very end. He and his family were the only people who got saved. So think about it. How much more have we to like rely on God in order to like to walk to walk in his presence, to not deviate from the path of Christ? It's very hard. Even if for me, it's like sometimes easy to just preach about it. But in our lives, sometimes we also lack how much we rely on God in our day-to-day decisions that we make. And it's something that we have to be very careful, because God is always eagerly waiting for us to rely on him. And it's not that it makes him even more sad that we're making our own decisions for the things that we do. And this is something that we got to actually think about. You know, I hope that these words spoke to people online who is watching, that like if our relationship with Christ is like deep, is going low and low, just depend on him and completely rely on him, and he will make your path straight. And you know, this is my message for everyone who's listening today. And I hope this has been a blessing for everyone. And I thank Christ for giving me this time to share the word with everyone. Thank you.